Welcome to the Happy Nervous System Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra Delahook. What we know about mental health is rapidly changing, and I help you stay up to date on the major paradigm shifts. From dating to love to parenting, get ready to learn about your body, regulate your nervous system, and improve your life and relationships with ease. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the podcast, or if this is your first time, welcome. Happy to have you here. So today we are talking about healthy living. I almost wanted to call it biohacking because those are interchangeable these days. Biohacking has become so popular. But this has been a theme that has come up over and over and over again in many clients that I work with and just in my family and friends' mental health as well. So I'm excited to dive into the topic today. If, again, this is your first time here, welcome. If you are a fan of the show, I would love for you to write a review, to rate, and share this with friends and family as it just helps the podcast organically grow. I greatly appreciate it. Okay. So what is biohacking? And what is healthy living? Because they're very broad terms and we can get specific with the definition. But for the sake of today's episode, I want us to think of healthy living or biohacking as an attempt to manipulate your body in order to really optimize health or performance. So of course these things aren't inherently bad, and I'm a huge fan of technology. Bring on the technology when it comes to health, physical health, mental health, all of it. I think we've made huge, huge strides in science and research in learning to understand our bodies thanks to technology. So by no means am I bashing healthy living. It's really important. And I love the research that points us in the right direction of healthy living. But when can it backfire? This is the question. And this is what I'm seeing as a major trend with many people who care about health and healthy living. And unfortunately, I'm seeing this happen in the medical community. The research is taken so literally and without context that it can do more harm than good. And on a previous episode, I talked about how intermittent fasting does not work for everyone, especially women. And most of the research done with intermittent fasting has been with males. So again, that's something that I've seen shared by doctors for everyone of all ages, but context is so important. Anyways, yes, our definition will be anything used to manipulate your body in order to optimize performance or health. So why does it backfire and when does this happen? I want to talk today about the power of the social engagement system. So healthy living can backfire when we prioritize the biohack or the healthy lifestyle behavior, whatever it is, above the need to socialize with others, above the social engagement system. So what is the social engagement system? This idea was termed by Dr. Stephen Porges, and there's a lot to it. I won't go too deep into it today, but basically our social engagement system helps us feel safe. And it's a quite literally a system in our body that's connected to the vagus nerve that has a very important feedback loop that helps us feel calm, safe, and connected to others. And this is happening on an unconscious level. This isn't something that's conscious, but just think about the times when you're joyfully connected to loved ones there's a sense of ease, right? There's an effortless exchange or interaction that's happening. And that's a sign that your social engagement system is activated. And there's many different branches and parts to the nervous system, but this one's so important because I think it is the most natural, powerful drug. It's not really a drug, but I call it a drug for the brain and body. Because when we are in joy or experiencing joy in our relationships, it turns down the sound on the fire alarms in the body. So we feel safe, we're regulated, we're digesting our food, we're connected. Again, we feel this sense of ease. We're humans, so we're not going to feel a sense of ease all the time. It's just not how we're built. But this is where we are getting in trouble with having a healthy lifestyle. Our brains need rest from constantly thinking about health. And there's a lot of studies that show just the act of dieting alone is a stressor. The brain can overanalyze, getting fixated on calorie counting, body checking everyone in the room, and hyper-focusing on weight. And while all that's going on, cortisol and adrenaline is being released in the body. It's very stressful. So while, yes, there is some research that says making healthy food decisions matters, chronic dieting is bad. It's a stressor on our body and does not allow our nervous system to be happy, to shift into a place of safety. So biohacking. Many clients talk to me about their habits. Many of them are related to food and exercise. And again, the backfiring happens when they prioritize that, in quotes, healthy thing over joy and fun. So for example, if they're trying to stick to a healthy habit for the month, let's say not eating gluten or dairy or something like that, they are saying they have to say no to a few events. So let's say their nephew's birthday party or a Super Bowl party, things that are happening throughout the week that would be just too hard to go to since they're not eating those foods. So as a disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, but as you can see here, the priorities are shifting and engaging with others and allowing that social engagement system to turn on to flood the brain and body with good feeling hormones. It's not happening. They're prioritizing, in quotes, health. So this is a dangerous feedback loop because we need joyful, safe relationships to feel our best, both physically and mentally. So as you can see, there's a tug of war here that's happening. And my goal for today's episode is to inspire you to start thinking about balance. I think when anything becomes extreme, that's when we get into trouble. Because our brains don't like extremes and our bodies don't like extremes. Our bodies need flexibility. Every single day, we feel different. We feel different based on our age, the quality of sleep we had the night before, what we ate and drank the day before, what's going on in the world around us. So maybe this is starting to spark some ideas in your mind of where you may be putting, in quotes, health over social engagement. So when we are hyper-focused on optimal health, we can sabotage our results by ignoring and not noticing the things in our life that make us healthy, which is joy. It's fun. It's play. It's being with people we love who make us feel good. And just a little bit more about the social engagement system. It's based in our ventral or front side of the vagus nerve. And this part of the vagus nerve responds to feelings of safety and connection. And again, this social engagement allows us to feel really rooted and is facilitated by the ventral vagus pathway. So again, there's engagement, there's a feeling of connectedness, of safety, of peace. And it's just very, very, very important. And when we think about some habits that are connected to, let's use biohacking. So maybe you wear an Apple Watch that's tracking everything. And let's say you're tracking like too many calories and not enough steps for the day. This single act of tracking can actually activate sympathetic arousal in your body. And this leads to cortisol and stress hormones, which ironically negatively impact hunger and satiety hormones. So as you can see, it's tricky. It can backfire, and there's all these feedback loops that are happening in our body. It's not as easy or simple as either being healthy or not. So I will leave you with just a few questions to ask yourself today. Is there balance in your routines and habits? So this is just a gentle reminder. Maybe you can journal on this one to really look at what your routines and habits are. Balance is really important, including maybe stepping it up and being a little healthier when you're feeling really good and when you're getting great rest. But are you pulling back, and are you really allowing yourself to experience joy and engage with loved ones, maybe during times of the month when you're not feeling so good? Number two, is there a habit or behavior I have that causes me to miss out on joy or fun? So you may notice some resistance with this one, especially if you have a history of dieting, right? Or calorie counting, whatever it is for you. Or maybe there may be an exercise addiction, or you are so focused on getting a certain amount of movements in or steps, whatever it is, that you can't show up to fun things. The third question is, do I give myself permission to have fun, to enjoy, and to receive pleasure? This is a big one. I talk about pleasure on this podcast a lot because it's so important to experience, and it really helps us have a happy nervous system, but not if we feel tons of feelings of guilt and shame right away. So this last one I would say is the most important, to explore your beliefs and what comes up for you when you give yourself permission to be still, to rest, to not do anything, and definitely to receive pleasure. And for all the parents or just really busy people out there, I 100% get it. You won't have hours of downtime. But even in 5 minutes of resting, or even when you skip the workout and just go straight to the party with your kids, what comes up for you? So just exploring that. Alrighty, hopefully this gave you some inspiration for the week ahead. As always, give us a follow on Instagram at roya.wellness, R-O-Y-A.wellness, and I will see you in 2 weeks.